There has been a jolt in the race for mayor in the largest city in western Massachusetts. Linda O'Connell, one of four people who qualified for the September preliminary ballot for Springfield mayor, has suspended her campaign. In a statement, she said the suspension was because of a, quote, sudden onset of a health condition. To assess the sudden impact of O'Connell's departure, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Matt Safransky, founder and editor-in-chief of Western Mass Politics and Insight.
Well, I think she brought, you know, a level of some executive experience, having, you know, led newsrooms as a former journalist, and as a, you know, and as a candidate in the sense of what they could do to attract votes. She had a access to a fairly diverse group of activists, particularly people that she'd worked with the League of Women Voters, and other groups that, you know, encourage women to vote, run for office. That formed formed rather quickly and gave a good backbone for somebody who's starting a campaign quite late in the process. Whether or not that would be enough is, you know, anybody's guess, but it was certainly more than what some people who decide to run for mayor shortly before the balloting closes.
We should point out that O'Connell worked for you at one point, doing some writing for in the areas of arts and culture, but not in politics. And she suspended that relationship with your publication when she announced her mayoral campaign. Matt, and now that we've had the shakeup, the surprise shakeup in the race for mayor in Springfield, where does that leave the campaign?
Well, I think it leaves in all likelihood, Dominic Sarno's opponent as being Yolanda Cancel, who's another activist who is running in the race. There is a third person that's going to appear on the preliminary ballot. His name is Jeffrey Donnelly, but he has run for several municipal offices over the last 10 years with no degree of success. And so I don't expect him to, and he has no visible campaign, I should add as well. I don't expect him to suddenly get through the preliminary. It sort of falls to Cancel to become the alternative to Dominic Sarno in this election now. And I mean, I'm not saying she has the straight shot. She still does have to get through the preliminary, but I imagine that to the extent that there is an anybody but Sarno group of voters, they're going to start gravitating toward her.
In terms of fundraising, how is she doing? Do we know yet?
She has raised considerably less money than certainly the mayor, and she raised about, I'd say, a quarter as much as O'Connell had. The last time I checked, they were at about $6,000 to $7,000, and Cancel is about $1,500 to $2,000. There will be another report that will be due after today that would offer a little bit more clarity. But clearly, Cancel was behind O'Connell in the fundraising. Neither of them were anywhere near the mayor, who had almost $170,000 as of the last reporting period.
And yet, with the preliminary election roughly six, seven weeks away now, it's on September 10th. We still haven't seen a lot of activity in this race. No, large number of lawn signs haven't appeared. We haven't seen any paid media advertising. Certainly, no media forums or debates have been held. Do we expect anything over the course of the next few weeks, or is it going to be a very quiet pre-primary season?
For the mayoral preliminary, I expect that it will be now. Generally speaking, because of the nature of the Labor Day weekend, the end of summer, a lot of people don't start tuning in until literally the last minute in some cases, and that is when you see advertising. You are right that there is not many signs popping up, and usually that does happen. I think that's particularly notable where the mayor is concerned. I don't know whether or not Sarno just assumed that he could coast to re-election despite, you know, when there was still additional challengers in there. However, I also wonder if he just wanted to wait and see what was going to happen before he decided to spend money on new lawn signs, because he really didn't, you know, do much 2-4 years ago either. And it really wasn't I don't want to say there wasn't any need for it, but he assumed there wouldn't be any need for it. So there probably are a lot of people who would need new signs if they wanted to support him.
In terms of the city council races in Springfield, let's quickly assess where that is. We have we're having a preliminary election to eliminate one candidate from the field for at-large city council.
I think that's going to get a little bit more attention now that the mayor's race preliminary has died down a little bit. Mostly because none of the challengers want to be that one that gets knocked out. It's worth mentioning that there is an open at-large seat because at-large Councilor Timothy Ryan is running for the Ward 6 seat. That seat does not have a preliminary, but Ward 4, which is also open, does have a preliminary.
And Ward 4 is where E. Henry Twiggs is retiring after 10 years as the representative from that ward. And there are, what, 4 candidates there, right?
The Ward 4 preliminary will be somewhat clarifying and obviously clarifying in terms of the race. I think the general favorites are Malo Brown, an aide to state rep, Bud Williams, and Janae McDonald, an activist in the community who ran 2 years ago at large. If it's anybody other than those two, it will be a very, very different race. But otherwise, I think you'll see a very interesting split between both among, you know, political activists citywide and in the ward in particular.